Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. There are a couple of folks. There are a couple of folks who are still front and center, telling the truth, dealing with all of the issues that impact America. One of my favorites, as you know, is Derek Wilburn. And I'm happy to say Derek is joining us. Derek, thank you for being here.
Katz, you are young, articulate, wealthy, muscular, and intelligent. Well, 2 out of 5 ain't bad. I'm all right, man.
Man, I was not going to stop you. You were on a roll, and I did not realize what an amazing fiction writer you were. That's incredible, Wilburn. I like it.
Man. Yeah, it's crazy times, bro. Crazy.
It is crazy times. Tell me a little bit about the crazy times that we're seeing right now. Well, you're looking around America. You really are brilliant, and all those things you accused me of being. What are you seeing right now?
Some of the most amazing phenomena, in my opinion, is the way that liberals, and we tend to use liberal and Democrat interchangeably, and I think appropriately so, but the way so many of them will literally deny that which they can see with their own eyes. I've never seen anything like it. We just had this mega mind Jerry Nadler a couple of days ago, and I know you've seen it. A guy on the street asked him if he condemns the violence, the Antifa violence in Portland, and he said it's just a myth that's been made up here and circulated in Washington, D.C. These people are either so insulated from the truth that they don't see it, or they will literally deny that which they can see with their own eyes. I've never seen anyone so committed to an agenda that they will denounce the truth that they themselves pronounce is the truth. It's craziness.
Well, Derek, I have to ask you now, who are you going to believe, me or your lying eyes?
Yeah, there you go. And how Nadler got into the position of chairing judiciary is a discussion for another day. I have my contacts on Capitol Hill, as do you. And I know for a fact that the Democrat brain trust, the peak of the party, the Pelosi's, have no respect for the man. They hold him in no regard whatsoever. They think he's a political lightweight. I would say he's just a stuffed suit, but you've seen how he looks in a suit just like I have. But the man's just not that bright. And he ran the committee yesterday. And it's like, you know, what is the point of bringing a witness to testify if you don't let the witness testify?
Well, I'm taking back my time. I don't even want to know the answer to that question.
I've got 3 minutes. I don't want to hear from you. You want to hear from me. And
Derek, I got to ask you, though, don't you think, given the IQs that are possessed by those on that committee, including Mr. Nadler, who I'm pretty willing to bet has a waist size larger than his IQ, that this tactic of saying, I take back my time, frankly, it's brilliant. It's evil. It's diabolical. But, man, it accomplished what they wanted, which was performance art.
Yeah, the question becomes, who are you performing for? So we'll find out in November if the American people are A, tuned into this wavelength, and B, if they're even believing it. One of the mistakes the liberals have been making for certainly the last 4 years, but I would argue more like the last 20, is believing their own rhetoric and believing their own hyperbole. So you have a party, the Democrat Party, which has become a party of coastal elites. Mm-hmm. And everybody knows that. If you look at the prominent Democrats, those with a national microphone, they are wealthy coastal elites. Most people in America, other than people like you and me who pay attention, most people, if you were to ask them, name a prominent Democrat from flyover country, they couldn't do it. They couldn't do it. Some people like you and me, we know Omar, we know Tlaib because they make headlines. But if you were to ask those same people, name a prominent Republican from flyover country, everyone knows Ted Cruz. Everyone knows Rand Paul. So they become a party of coastal elites, and they get and give information in the exact same places: San Francisco, L.A., New York, Washington, D.C. And they believe what they tell themselves.
That's right. Yeah. Now, here's the dangerous part. The folks in the media, and look, I've been surrounded by this for 20 plus years, and I can tell you, as sure as I am sitting here, we have newsrooms, radio, television, newspaper that are just stacked to the rafters with uber leftists and socialists, and they're doing everything possible in conjunction with some folks who purport to be pollsters to truly suppress conservative enthusiasm and ultimately suppress conservative voters in November.
And whether or not it works remains to be seen. It certainly didn't work last time around. Yep. But we had a boomerang effect after 8 years of Barack Obama. The country kind of woke up and said, whoa, you know, the pendulum swings left and then it swings back to the right. And that's just kind of how it goes. So after 8 years of Obama, you had enough people to say, look, this isn't working out. We're going to try a different direction. After 4 years of Trump, has there been enough? We don't know. But do people really plug into the news media for their information anymore? I don't think people do. The number of people who rely on CBS, ABC, NBC News is dwindling mm-hmm. by the hour. The New York Times is, other than the 16 people who subscribe to it, is on its last legs. Yeah. So that leads social media. Yes. And yeah, they control the narrative and they push through what they want to push through. Is that going to be enough to make a difference? Only time will tell. I don't think it will. I think the whole thing is going to boomerang on them and they're going to lose big.
I hope so. I mean, from your lips to God's ears, I want to remind everybody, if you want to learn more about Derek Wilbur, and we're not bidding goodbye, but I just want to make sure folks have these contact points, blackandconservative.com, blackandconservative.com is the great website to learn about Derek. You can book him for speaking engagements. And if you love these little snippets, I mean, just 3-4 minutes with Derek, you're going to love a full speaking session as well. And then your work and the project and the internship program is POCCinterns.com. POCCinterns.com. Derek, one of the things I got from you an email the other day was an image, and I'm hoping you're going to tell me that it was false. There was a woman bowing down, begging forgiveness. Did I understand that correctly?
There's more than one woman doing it. There's a lot of people doing it. So, yeah, all around the country, you have white liberals getting down on their hands and knees and kissing the feet and groveling before black Americans to atone and to repent for the country's sin of slavery. So being both a descendant of slaves and an entrepreneur, I thought, shoot, my feet are available. So I send out a newsletter and said, hey, you know, if you want to cough up $50 for 5 minutes and come over to my house and do some groveling and kissing my shoes, knock yourself out. Well, a lot of people didn't see the humor.
Now, in all candor, I'm going to tell you, part of it was, as our mutual friend Adam will attest, you and I are proud wearers of Crocs because, damn it, they're comfortable. Whether they're stylish or not, I don't know, but they are comfortable, aren't they?
Wearing Crocs is like wearing hot air on your feet. That's so right. I'll wear my Crocs, and anybody can come over here and grovel. And, you know, here's the difference between me And well, there's a lot of differences, but here's the big difference between me and Maxine Waters and Hakeem Jeffries and all these other people. I don't invest my time into looking for racism. Right. I just don't, because I've got better things to do, and I don't want to poison my spirit like that. In life, we tend to find that which we seek. So if your disposition is racism's everywhere, it's around every corner, it's under every rock, it influences everything, it's systemic, there's no way to escape it. If that's what you go around looking for, guess what you're going to find? On the other hand, if you go around looking for and believing that there is good in people, that we are a righteous nation, that we have lifted up our standard of living higher than the world has ever seen because of hard work, elbow grease, ethics, morality, if that's what you look for, that's what you're going to find. So I don't go around looking for racism, but I don't mind making some money. So if you want to come over here and grovel, cats, come on.
Well, you know, I guess it's all going to depend on the Crocs that each of us are wearing. Now, you know what? I'm gonna take a pass on this one. Hey, you're talking about where we can find hope and inspiration and good people and folks working hard and proud to be Americans. Tell us all a little bit about the internship program, because if that does not inspire everyone, well, then man, you're just sick if you don't get why that is a great thing. Tell us about it, would you?
POCCinterns.com, my 501c3. Takes Black American college students, largely from HBCUs around the country, although not necessarily. We've had them from Arizona State. We've had them from Howard. We've had them from Florida International. We take Black college students from around the country, and it's immersion therapy. We immerse them in an environment that they're not accustomed to. That is, they go to work in paid internships for Republican, mostly Tea Party-type legislators. We pay for their airfare to and from. We pay for their summer housing, and the internship itself is paid. So they work side by side, and there is no corrupting influence of an educational or a media establishment that wants to tell them a certain narrative. And they learn up close. And we aren't preaching to the choir. So some of our interns are very, very liberal, believe in BLM, voted for Hillary Clinton, all that stuff, and that's fine. In fact, in some ways, that's better. Because they learn, look, these people are passionate about the country. We may disagree about some things, but there's nothing wrong with that. So we start chipping a brick out of the wall of separation between conservative political causes and Black American minds. Right. So, you know, everything that happens to us, particularly in our formative years, we're talking about 18, 19, 20-year-old kids. Mm-hmm. When my parents were in their formative years, what they saw and what they can never unremember is signs above water fountains, white and colored, signs above bathrooms and dogs being turned on people and hoses being turned on people. That's a part of their permanent record. They can never unremember that. Right. These 19-year-olds that we send to work in Republican legislative offices every year can never unremember that experience. And one day, these 19-year-olds will be 59-year-olds, and we've begun to change the culture.
Yeah, wow. It is such amazing work. It is so wonderful. I want folks to read about it. I want them to support it. That's the other part of this. POCCinterns.com, POCCinterns.com. And we've got to figure out a way, Derek, to get you to Richmond. We've got to get you here. I want you to do some sort of a live speaking event, and I guess blackandconservative.com would be the best way for someone who's thinking, hey, I heard Wilburn with Katz, and if we can jettison Katz, we can get Wilburn, and that'd be good. Is that's the best way for them to actually bring you here, right?
That's the best way. Where I'm invited, I will go talk about a variety of topics, things that you and I get into, things that you and I don't get into, because I've got to be a little more careful over the airwaves than in person. you know what I'm talking about.
Wait a minute. Now, Wilbert, are we back to talking about your strange obsession with Crocs and people? Never mind. That's all right. No.
No, we're getting back to my strange obsession with people's lawyers.
Oh, all right. Well, in that case, blackandconservative.com, blackandconservative.com. Listen, it is always my pleasure to have you here. I hope it's not too painful on your end, and I hope you'll be willing to make time for us again.
I survived it. I'm the better for the experience, my friend. We'll talk soon.
Thank you, sir. That is Derek Wilburn, truly one of the brightest men in America. How's that? I don't know if he's going to put that on his website or not, but that is what I believe. He is a brilliant, brilliant guy, tremendous insight. And that program that he put together, POCCinterns.com, People of Color College Interns, I believe is what it stands for, but it is about taking college kids who frankly probably never would have thought about being an intern on Capitol Hill, let alone for a true conservative member of Congress, giving them that opportunity, and man, we make a lot of changes. It is Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.